mixed reactions. Well, it's a good day still. Nothing and no one should steal your joy. No situation should stop you from operating at optimum, if you know what I mean. And it was a tough place to find yourself, especially if you have to deal with so many things at the same time. And you have to look at the state of a nation. Sometimes you just want to cry. Especially for those who have great dreams and believe that someday this country can indeed, or would indeed be, you know, live up to its name, or up to the name that calls it, or calls her, the giant of Africa, in the real sense of it. Not just in the number of people that live in this country, or the citizens, but in its leadership role, in every aspect, man. I'm short of words this morning. That's because, you know, I love this country so much that sometimes you find yourself in the middle. You don't know what to say. You don't know what to do. But just pray and hope and wish that things indeed get better. And sometimes you come on the radio and say the things we need to say, hoping that someone somewhere would listen to it and do something about the situation. It is my dream and hope that one day indeed, we'll deliver to generations yet unborn a Nigeria of our dreams, a Nigeria better than what we have today. Way better. A Nigeria where people be free to indeed achieve, to become, right? That's what we'll not give up on. We would stand strong and tall because we believe that this country can be better and would be better. We would not promote violence, neither will we stay here and promote any vices that would affect the peace and stability and the growth of our nation. But one thing we would do for sure is to confess positive about this nation and also pray, man, you can't take that away. Pray that God bless indeed Nigeria, and Nigeria indeed will become great. With those few words of mine, I hope that I was able to convince you and not confuse you to believe in this country, Nigeria, and believe in her big dreams. Lagos, welcome. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers.
Okay, welcome. Lagos is 10:12 right now on the clock. Today is the 28th of October, 2021, a date that we would never forget. It's just unfortunate. We have, I would say, some mixed feeling out there, right here also in the studio. I don't know. I don't feel so good, but I have to be here. I mean, your talk actually helped me, or your intro actually helped me to feel a little bit good. And I'm hoping that it did the same thing to you listening out there. Welcome. Welcome, Lagos. How are you doing this morning? Hoping that you woke up on the bright side. I did not wake up on the bright side. I'm not sure that I woke up on the bright side. Not sure that I am, you know, excited this morning. But hey, I'm hoping that you are good. I'm hoping that you are great as well. It's What's Up Lagos. And remember, the first hour of the show is the feel of Lagos. So it's just about us getting to find out the situation of things around your area this morning, and specifically how you are doing. What emotion are you feeling this morning? Feel free to let us know as well. Also, not to forget that today is Wednesday. That means that Techie Talk will be live from the 11 o'clock hour. That is 11 to 12. And not to forget 11:45 also, powered by Land Lotto.
Yes, Land Lotto, our friends, will be live indeed to give you an opportunity to win.
Okay, so hey, Lagos, talk to us. The phone lines haven't changed. Be a part of the show. 0700-993-993-993. And then the female-only line is 01465-7190. If you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that via
0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. And like I always say, if you're a regular caller, you might just want to hold on for a bit. For those who have been trying to connect with us, to, you know, have an opportunity to scream What's Up Lagos and also be a part of this fun time on radio. The lines are buzzing, the phones are coming in, and we go to the first call.
Absolutely. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
you're still screaming.
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Welcome.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Well, this is Mr. Liverpool.
Welcome, oh, welcome Mr. Liverpool.
Well, I'm actually happy today. My club won yesterday.
Yeah, that's why.
Number
that's
two,
why.
I'm not happy because all right. Today is 20th of October.
Mm.
You know what that means.
Yeah, we know.
And I'm still seeing some things right now on Facebook. I'm still seeing people getting arrested. And I don't really know if... Well, let's leave that one, Daddy.
Can you say
you
we're
doing?
We're doing fine.
You're doing good.
Great. I mean, yeah, could be better. You know, just spend some time, say a word of prayer for Nigeria. I mean, that would go a long way. I believe so. Hmm?
Of course. We'll do that every day.
All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate. Well, guys, Benjamin is calling from Ikeja.
Hi, Benjamin. Welcome. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Good morning, the heavyweight microphone.
Well,
good morning. Is Andrea there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, actually, my area here is Kulankam, and we are precisely we're at work.
Okay.
Right.
For now, and everybody is okay.
Okay.
But we've been hearing news about the protests at Lekki toll gate currently.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to express a little bit about is that. You see, what is the outcome since October 20th up to this day? What is the outcome? What is the government doing? And if you look at it, out of all, it's all about the brutality of what we have experienced, and everybody has been in a sad situation now on the issue of the violence in Togate, and the government, in other side,
they
have not given us any attention till now. And if you ask anybody, it's still the same complaint.
Yeah. What?
My advice to the government this morning is that if we are keeping these in remembrance of what happens, I think they should bear in mind that all our desires, what we have requested from them, police brutality, handcuffs, and the killing of innocent people, and the level of poverty in Nigeria, they should have this in mind that we are out there still awaiting them, and we are still crying. And they should attend to all our desires.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Benjamin. Thank you. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who's on the line? What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
Yo. What's up, Lagos, Jerry?
Chest alive, my brother.
See, Andrea.
Yes.
I'm sad.
Mm.
I'm angry. You know?
Yeah.
At times I just say, is it even worth it to be a Nigerian? Because look at what happened last year. Even up till now, nothing. Right. The government is killing us less on time.
All right. I understand that you want to express yourself, especially concerning this matter, but it's already too sensitive already, all right? We don't want to escalate the matter
aggravate the issue.
You understand? Mr. Vidae, just a happy. You understand? Your vex not is my vex. You understand what I'm saying?
But
I don't feel calm.
Ever.
I don't feel calm. You're on the radio now. I can't make everybody vex join. You understand? That one feel cause chaos. So what you go do, we say, you go try play down on the vexation. You understand what I'm saying? So that we can avoid escalating issues. We don't want things to get worse. Everybody, including everyone that you know is Nigerian, wishes well for this country, no matter what we think. So let's just keep it positive, and I hope not to escalate things, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, Colin.
Yes, please.
Yes, you know, like they always say in Cameroon, I said in Cameroon for some time.
Oh.
Master, if all this thing don't pass,
we'll
go to one
mimbo.
For
one
side.
We'll do one mimbo for one side, though. Bad guy!
You know, boy, and all the two mimbo now.
Where, Bunduma, Moliko?
Moliko now.
Bad guy.
Wait till they talk. That's my sister.
Oh, yeah, you people, come and be going. Don't sell us here. Bye. Thanks for coming.
Bassey's on the line, but I'm going to tell you what he said.
Okay. Hi, Bassey. What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers. Just alive. Woo. Thank you for that.
Yeah, good morning, Ajahn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bassey.
Yeah. I'm from the States.
Great. Welcome.
Yeah.
How do you feel this morning?
I feel good. This country wahala too much. I just feel like, man, they scream my words from Lagos. Forget the many wahala.
That's the idea. That
yeah,
is the idea.
Nice. I just scream what's up, Lagos, anyhow.
So,
yeah, yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thank you, Bassey. It
yeah,
is well.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, wow. Wow. I mean, you already feel the tension. You already feel the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell that a lot of Nigerians are not happy today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are not happy at all. And then we cannot really play down on that.
Yeah, of course.
They have the right to express how unhappy they are.
So, but because
we're trying to curtail it, not to escalate it, right?
That's right. And but what they should do is, you know, you can on radio that's regulated, you cannot afford, you know, if we can express ourselves the way we want to express ourselves, yeah, nobody go there. Don't be any radio. Don't be any work. Don't
Absolutely.
Be any Nigeria.
Absolutely.
So that's why we say we'll wrap up all the frustration and expression.
And scream it out.
And scream it out with What's Up Lagos. You know, let it out and feel free. Even for a minute, all right?
Hello?
Ade Tutu is on the line.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
I'm happy to hear your voice.
We're happy to hear you,
voice.
Too.
I'm always up whenever I listen to you, so I feel it
like that. Aw. That's sweet. Thank you.
I just got to say, but I love you. I love your program.
We
I love
you, too.
Everything.
We love you, too. Thank
wow.
you.
Thank you, Ade Tutu. Have a great time in Lekki. Wow.
Okay, the phone lines are still buzzing. 0700-993-993-993. And the female-only line is 01465-7190. Feel free to tell us what's going on around your area and how are you feeling this morning. Remember, it's the feel of Lagos. And remember to scream, What's Up Lagos? Hello? Hello?
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Hi, SA, welcome.
I'm fine. You guys said you should hold on, so at least I've hold on for about
You have done time. Well.
You have done well.
You have done well.
Call it San Andrea.
What's up?
I'm just crying. Listening to Colin, reading the news earlier, was just crying. Just the way I cried last week. I remember Collins was unable to come to work after the NSAC for some time.
That's right.
But the day eventually arrived work, it was so cool and calm. That day there was nobody scream was up Lagos.
Yeah.
Collins himself said nobody should scream was up Lagos. Everybody should just express themselves. It's so sad. It's so sad. Authenticity. I pray may the souls of those who died at the toll gate and every part of the country rest in peace. And I pray that we have a better Nigeria.
Amen.
In the nearest future.
Amen to that. Thank you, S.A. Ogun. I appreciate you. And just keep it calm. Things will get better. If the Zilla Olu, Nigeria go survive. No matter what you then do, Nigeria go survive. That's exactly what the feel should be. We can't lose hope. Hi, Jude. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yes! Cheers to life.
Cheers to life, indeed.
Good morning, the first couple on the radio.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Okay, my name is Jude. I'm calling from Bangladesh.
Welcome to
Wow, Jude.
A quick one. I'm going to drop a quick note here, Colin.
Okay, all right.
For the fact that I'm not happy, I have to find a way to be happy. Hello?
Yes, we're with you. Here with That's you. Right.
It's not been easy. I won't lie to you.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I got to be happy. Because no matter how angry I am, it's not going to change of anything.
That's right.
Yeah. But somehow, I pray for one day that Nigeria is going to be better.
Amen.
I keep praying every day that this country will be better for everybody. not just for anybody, for everybody in Nigeria. I'm into printing. As I'm talking to you right now, there's a paper we used to buy for 16,000 naira. As I'm talking to you right now, the rim of that paper is 40,000 naira.
40K.
Yeah, 40K. How do you control, how do you talk to your customer about that?
Hmm.
How do you handle that? It's crazy out there. It's crazy. And a quick one again. See, police, we protested about police brutality.
Mm-hmm.
And these people did not understand that we are not the enemy of police.
Hmm.
Police make it so difficult to handle the community. And they forget about one thing, that they need us to protect them when everything busts out.
Hmm.
In my area, 4 police stations were born to ask, but there's this particular police station that the people around there protected. They don't want to burn that police station.
Hmm.
Police need to be friends with the community, but they make themselves enemy of the community.
All right. I'm sure the appeal has been heard, and appreciate you for expressing yourself too. But most importantly, we appreciate you for not giving up hope on Nigeria, Jude. Thanks for calling, Jude.
Thank you, Jude. We have Uche on the line calling from Ajah. Hi, Uche. What's up, Lagos? Talk to us.
Yeah, it's Uche from Ajah.
Welcome.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
We have 30 seconds quickly, Uche.
No, this problem for this our country. This country don't hire me. Don't be like a message, just say this crime, everybody enter. Country don't hire me.
No, we can't give up hope, I understand.
After they cook now, my gas just finish. So go buy gas now in our house. Because people they die for hunger. Mm. And they get our leaders.
You are listening to your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
40, that's what the time says. What a break that was. And for those, are you still listening? Okay, we believe that you're there. We're still having a feel of Lagos on What's Up Lagos this beautiful day. It's a beautiful day, irrespective of what it is. It's still a beautiful day. It is the day the Lord has made for us to be glad and rejoice in it, no matter what the situation says. We're finding out from you what the emotion is like with you, how you're feeling this morning. We're also hearing your situation reports around your neighborhood. We also want you to wrap up your emotions and the negative emotions, the bad feelings, the things that want to make you feel down or even swear for person. We wrap them up and then, you know, let them out through the scream. What's up, Lagos? It's going to go a long way to help you live a healthy life. You need you to be happy to survive this period. A lot of things are there to steal your joy.
Absolutely. Phone line 0700-993-993-993 and the female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message
on 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805.
We have quite a number on WhatsApp. Let's see. This is coming from Hassan from Ilukweju. Here says, good morning, the techies, most lovely and vocal couple on radio presentation. Okay, another. This is coming from Edozie Dinaji. Says, what's up, Lagos? Cheers to life, my dynamic couple. Trust you both are fine. 1 year after the protest, and we're still here. We're here. And he says, Nigeria shall be great again. Anyway, my lungu is peaceful today. It lives with love to you both. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Dixon here says, today marks the remembrance of our martyrs, whose blood was spilled by the Nigerian soldiers and under the order by the Nigerian government. He says, I pray that their blood will never be in vain. He also says, for me, I have given up hope in this country. And that's coming from Dixon.
Well.
Okay. Ikechukwu is on the line and he's calling from Ota. Hello.
Chester Live. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chester Live.
Yes, I'm happy, but I'm not happy.
Mm. Okay.
I prophesied in fact, August, through the show. Police changed and became good policemen like America. After 5 years, and after 5 months, they have started again. Mr. Connick, they have started again. Are you hearing me?
Mm.
Hello?
We're here with you.
What I want to tell you is, say, my brother is a police in Aba.
Okay.
I respect Nigeria police, but let them respect our rights. Let the youth continue. Make them protest Kutubana Ali. No fighting, no anything. They could help us to see that person with the arrested with that included, we say institutionalist.
All right. Okay, great. Major points, calling for peace, also calling on the police to respect the people as
the rights of the people.
Absolutely.
Julie's on the line calling from Ikorodu. Hi, Julie, welcome.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Chance to live. Welcome.
Julie.
Oh, I can't believe I was talking to Decker.
We know, right?
Hi, welcome.
Good morning. I'm glad to hear from you people.
We're happy to hear you too.
But the code is fine. It's calm.
Okay.
So good.
All right. How do you feel personally?
Yeah?
How do you feel personally?
I feel good. Though that's why there's a bit of sadness in it, but we can't come and kill ourselves now.
That's
waiting
it.
Waiting us to see another day, we just have to feel good and thank God for life.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Julie. Yeah.
Thank you for that one, Julie.
Thank you very much. Have a lovely day.
And you too. Bye. Okay, we have Matthias on the line. Before Matthias, let's see, this is coming from Dona V from Itiosa. Says, what's up, Lagos and Nigeria Info? Happy 10th anniversary to you all. I hug and hail all the Nigerians standing by all true fallen Nigerian citizens in this struggle. The time of the past is gone. Nigeria is moving into the brighter future. And she says, or he says, forward ever.
Absolutely. Matthias. Hi.
Yeah. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers alive. Welcome. Yeah.
Welcome indeed.
But, let me keep calm. Man.
Yes, please.
Collins. Hello.
Go ahead. We're here with you.
Yeah. You remember one song I have you from by Peter Tosh? Everybody talking about crime. But tell me who are the criminals. We Nigerians would like pop passing bulk. My area is cool anyway. My area is cool. We are happy here. We are calm.
Okay.
We are calm here.
All right.
So what I want to advise Nigerians on the agitation. We keep on blaming government for everything. But what about our behavior? Those authority came from our family, so have you?
That's right.
A Nigerian policeman behaves like a Nigerian doctor. Behave like a Nigerian journalist, behave like a motor park staff, behave like a Nigerian conductor. All of us are in the game together.
Okay, and he went off.
Is there some truth in what Matthias said?
Well, to some extent.
Okay.
Shay's on the line. Hi, Shay. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive.
Yeah, Shay on the line.
Welcome,
sir.
Nice to pick my call today.
Yeah.
I thought I've been calling all this while, but thank God that I was able to get it today.
We're glad that you made it.
Yep.
I just need your assistance. On Friday, I had the issue. I was robbed on Friday night.
Wow.
Hello?
We're here with you. Go ahead.
I was robbed on Friday night, and all my things were taken away, and even my car. So I've reported at the police station. I just need it. Help me in case you see any Odyssey under Odyssey park around.
Okay.
Help me notify the police.
Okay. Can you say that again? Can you say that again, please?
Honda.
Yes, I was dropped on Friday along Igondo, Akeson, Yanoba area.
Okay.
So my car under Odyssey was taken away with all my phones and everything.
Your plate number?
Honda Odyssey. Hello?
Yeah.
My Honda Odyssey. Should I give you my the registration number?
Yes, go ahead.
If it's parked anywhere, sir?
Go ahead, please.
Okay. The registration number is KTU. KTU.
KTU.
286.
286.
GW.
GW.
Yeah, it's brown in color. Brown in color.
Okay.
Brown in color Honda Odyssey.
All right. Can you say the plate number again? KTU.
Okay. KTU.
Mm-hmm.
286.
Okay. GW.
All right.
All right, we've got that. Thank you.
Honda Odyssey. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
We're so sorry that you experienced that. So sorry. Thank God for your life.
Most importantly.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank God. I really thank God. I was not injured. Just thank God. Initially, I thought it was a kidnapping issue until they dropped me.
Mm. Wow. Have you reported to the police already?
He said he has.
Yes, yeah.
Huh? He was asking if you had reported to the police.
Yes, I reported to the police and they've signaled the whole station.
Okay. All right.
That has been done, but I just need to inform everybody. So in case, you know, it will be parked somewhere, maybe they park it somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you notice it, please help me inform the police or if they can get my number and call me.
Okay. All right. Someone will get your number right now. Yes. Thank you for calling.
All right, Greg.
Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Mrs. Adetokunba on the line.
Welcome.
Welcome, madam.
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive. Wow.
Mr. and Mrs. Teke, you are welcome.
Thank you.
You see, I'm not happy at all. If you look my voice, we know that I'm not happy. For this country, the way they are doing us. Okay, now I'm hearing that they are arresting, police arresting NSAS at toll gate now. Is it what supposed to be? So they don't want us to talk, this government. They don't want to talk. They don't want to move. Okay, now they can hold on ransom our youth. What a bandit and Boko Haram, why can't they be allowing them to be moving around? Why should they allow them to be moving around? Small time now, they will move to northeast, move to southeast, go there and be killing innocent souls.
All right, thank you so much, ma'am, for your...
What's your advice if you're going to... So just a solution.
My advice is you people that they had here, make us not talk to this government. They have failed us. Let them leave us. May we breathe.
All right. Thank you. You made your point. Well, we're talking. We've been talking and we'll keep talking. I mean, we're number one for talk. You know that for sure. I know that there's that emotion. You know, it's all that. It's all there. I don't believe the vexation way to my level. You know, my I don't say it pass. I don't think there's anybody, if you compare with anybody out there. You have to keep your calm.
Absolutely. I also want to give shout out to all journalists right now, especially today, on air personalities, broadcasters today, who would want to say so much but cannot say so much.
You know, and also having to, you know, deal with callers who would not understand that you're on the radio and this could cause a problem.
Absolutely.
I understand that there's freedom of expression, but hey, the radio broadcast industry is highly regulated, and that's a statement of fact. That's why the National Broadcasting Commission exists, and that means that they have looked at the rules to guide our engagement on radio so that things do not degenerate. You do not say things that will lead to further anarchy, if you like.
Absolutely.
You know, that's the whole idea, to keep us safe. Because the truth is, oh, la, 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 la. When there's break down of law and order and it's not, it cannot be controlled, it's not something you want to experience.
We have Patrick on the line. And Patrick, okay, I was going to say you have 1 minute. Do we have time to take one more call?
I think we should be able to just squeeze in that before we go on that break.
Hello.
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 Hi, what's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive! Yes, yes!
Morning, bro.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Shayi by name.
Okay.
I'm actually calling in respect of the caller before the last.
Okay.
I actually experienced something of such. That was...
Okay, welcome back. Lagos, 11:03 on the clock is still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And in just a few minutes, I think 1 minute thereabout, we will be heading straight to the Techie Talk conversation today on Techie Talk. Let's head straight to WhatsApp. WhatsApp here says, it's coming from Shay. Shay says, Okay, this is Sherry from White Sand is Sherry, Ocean Strait. He said, sincerely, I am so sad this morning, especially because today is October 20. But still, we have to move on. The situation here is becoming unbearable. God has never created what he can't deal with and will surely intervene soon. And then we have other messages coming with, let's see. This person here says, I think Don V. Have I taken this message before? Yes, I think I have. And that's a bit that we have on WhatsApp.
All right, I haven't said that, but a lot of people really wanted to talk more. I don't know if we're squeezing a call or two before we get into a techie talk conversation. Okay. Before, yes, because today we have yet another burning tech conversation to treat on the Good Wednesday. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, my, oh, my. Move away from your radio. That's a rule. Hi, what's up, Lagos? Turn down the volume.
What's up, Lagos?
Chester Life. Welcome.
Chester Life.
Yes, indeed. Who do we have?
I'm not feeling good today. I just want to clean it out. I mean, I don't know if this can help.
Yeah. Well, we're glad that you did call to scream out. It would help.
It would.
It would help.
It would help, I'm sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's your name, by the way?
Hadjo.
All right. Thank you so much. She just wanted to scream it out, you know, put the motions. That's the idea of the scream. Benga is on the line, too. Let's hear from Benga and continue with the show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. What's up, Lingers?
Chester Live.
Yeah, first-time caller.
Woo! Welcome. We'll celebrate you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I really don't speak the names, but I actually want to say good job from you guys. And but the truth be told, see, there's this policy in Nigeria that if you want a case to die, you just have to set up a committee. And that has been happening ever since any issue has been in Nigeria.
Yeah.
Now, October 20th, these killings came up and nothing has been done. The committee submitted their report and did not conclude. You know? And now, even with the whole saga of everything, these police are still continuing all this brutality. Yesterday, I was driving from Costain down to Lekki. Under the bridge there in the CMS, we still have police people under that bridge harassing people. They park their cars, bring them out of the car and start searching them. Please, which country is that done? You know, this police brutality is too much. Even the country that colonized Nigeria, they don't go home with guns. They don't go. They don't come. They don't bring out citizens from their car to be harassing them. This is not Nigeria. This is not the Nigeria we know. It's getting too much.
Okay.
And you know, we the journalists, there's this thing that we really don't need to support or kick against something. We just have to play neutral because I am a journalist as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
so you understand the drill.
From the University of Sikima University, you know.
Oh, okay.
And we're trained not to side, not to
take sides.
Yeah. You don't have to be neutral. But let's just call it a spade. This thing is getting too much.
That's right. Thank you so much, Benga. We feel your pain, indeed. You know, there are multiple platforms through which you can express yourself, apart from radio, so to speak.
Traditional media.
Yeah, absolutely. There are multiple platforms. I mean, people are saying how they feel on social media. They're posting it on their personal pages, as it were. You know, I also posted a video I did last year to mark as a tribute to, what happened on this day in history last year. So you could check on my page, Collins_Tekke. All right, you can also go there, drop your comments, express yourself, as it were, on Instagram. All right, great. Should we take a call or two more? That's enough? Okay, let's squeeze in one or two and hear more from Lagosians. Ooh la la. Hello, good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Mr. Agu from AJ.
Welcome.
Thank you. Am I online?
Can yes,
I
go ahead? Yes, you are. Go ahead. We're here with you.
Okay. Please, the KKS, good morning to you once more.
Good morning.
Okay. Actually, there's this thing I want to make, a complaint I want to make.
All right.
From there's this policeman that's always on the road early morning, 5 o'clock.
All right.
In the morning. They're there with their torchlight. They're starting, what's it called, these three cycles, Marwat, in the morning, thereby cutting road up every morning. That is from Orile. That's from Suru Alaba. If you're going to Orile.
Okay.
Police station they burned some time ago. Is this Orile police station? So they will come out in the morning there with their guns. You see them putting on slippers, spam slippers, some putting on sandals in the morning, causing hold up. You know, particularly by the time it is 6:30 or so in the morning, there is this man that is one star, an old man. You see him in the morning, you stand at the front of a bike or this tricycle, be asking them for money, thereby causing hold up. You know, at the time I had to, challenge him the other day, he said, "Call you, get away, come on, know that. Look at this man, can you imagine? Please. I want the authorities concerned to take note of this."
All right. Thank you so much for reporting this. Yes. We really appreciate you for that. Okay, there you heard it. Guys, in case you don't think that people that you are doing anything wrong, I think you are not being seen. They see you. Eyes there everywhere. And outside of just one day, mentioning your name on radio and you, your guy will hear. And you'll be like, Then no. Please don't get to that. Police officers around Orile, please make sure you change your way, simply.
Hello?
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive!
What's up, Lagos?
Chest alive!
Yeah, my name is Ajayi Babatunde. I'm calling from Gowon Estate.
Okay.
Oh, welcome, Mr. Ajayi.
I'm so happy to get connected to you this morning. We are so happy here.
Good morning.
Thank you so much.
Good morning.
Wow.
May God Almighty bless your union.
Amen.
I love you guys.
Amen. We love you too. Wow.
Enjoy yourself.
Amen. You too. Wow.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
That's a good. That
made me laugh.
That was genuine, right?
Yeah.
Very genuine. I mean,
it changed my mood. Yeah, it made me laugh.
Oh my. If we stay here, I have a good day. We have some techie talk to talk about. Let's get to squeeze into that. Thank you so much for, making us laugh in the studio. I've really not had a reason to laugh today. Like even having Andrea beside me could not even make me laugh today. Andrea, that, she's laughter personified. You guys don't say, okay, no, today get as it be, but it's okay. It's okay. We'll get over this. Okay, guys. It's 11 past the hour of 11. Right now, it's time to bring you a techie talk on What's Up Lagos.
Techie Talk today, we want to find out if the internet age is promoting family bonding. But before we head into that topic, we have some tech news today, don't we?
Yes, we do have some tech news, and we're starting with news about 5G in Nigeria. Anyways, we hear that the Nigerian Communications Commission, the NCC, on Thursday confirmed that it's 97% readiness to begin full implementation of 5G deployment in the country.
The Executive Vice Chairman of NCC, Professor Umar Gaba Dambata, confirmed the readiness status of the Commission for 5G Technology Deployment at the annual African Tech Alliance Forum, that is AfriTech 2021, held in Lagos.
Yeah, by the way, the commercial fit generation, that's 5G network deployment, is now in 176 countries around the world.
Okay.
And that's serving more than 500 million subscribers.
Aha. So by January 2020, Nigeria... 2022 rather. Yes. Mm-hmm. I beg your pardon. So by January 2022, Nigeria is expected to join other nations that have deployed the fifth generation, that is the 5G network, on a commercial basis. The 5G network is an advanced form of 2G, mm-hmm. 3G and 4G. Nigeria currently operates with the last three. I mean, we're very familiar with the 2G, the 3G, and the 4G. So
that's right.
In January 2020, we will be expect 2022. Why am I saying 2020? Okay, 2022.
Yeah,
we'll be expected to join the rest of the countries that have been subscribed to the 5G network.
That's right. Last month, the Minister of Communications and Digital Economy, Professor Asa Ali Pantami, disclosed that there were about 16,000 reported outages by mobile network operators. That's MNOs. In the country between January and July 2021, and the outages, according to him, were due to fiber cuts, access denial, and theft, leading to service disruption in these affected areas. So, also in that particular report, the minister also said that the vandalization could affect the quick implementation of 5G in Nigeria, because there have been several reports of vandalization of, you know, the architecture of some of these MNOs.
Yeah, and I'm sure that subscribers to these networks, especially MTN, had power outage. There are times where network just went blank, and you're wondering what's going on with my phone. My service provider is not coming on. What's going on? I think that a lot of us experienced that.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And talking about that, there's also Nigerians talked about the fact that the CEO of the MTN Nigeria came out to apologize, and not only apologize, but give out some free data, free airtime.
Did I see any free data?
I don't know.
Because I know that I saw something say, congratulations. I thought it was a scam. You know?
Anyway.
But I think I got that pop-up message as well coming from MTN.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a lot of Nigerians even talked about the fact that they were bold enough to like accept the fault. Because most times, things just go wrong.
And they don't say anything.
Have you ever been to the bank before and then the bank tells you, nothing we can do is network. Yeah. Hello, please. Who is network, sir? Am I the owner? Why should I suffer because of network?
And you see,
why can't just blame it on the network and let it be?
You know, and that's the thing, right? It's not our fault that network is bad. So you're the one providing services for us and you messed up. So you apologize for it. Own up to that responsibility. You know?
Absolutely. I think more organizations should take the cue from what MTN did, and especially banks.
Yeah.
Don't just tell your staff to tell people, well, the network is bad. That is not an excuse, sir. Network is bad. You know, Jebe. Anyways, thank God 5G will be here very soon, so we'll have fast network.
But now, you know, there's been some conspiracy about 5G.
If I slap somebody left eye, if I give somebody left slap right now, the pass will come out there, yeah. Be very careful. No, some men of God even came out to say, look, 5G is a conspiracy. It's going to...
It's of the devil and the rest of that.
There is no single technological feat or milestone that did not come with its own...
criticisms.
And what do you call it? Conspiracy theories around. There is none. There is none. So please, let's not... I mean, you already heard 176 countries around the globe already have deployed 5G on a commercial level scale.
Yeah.
And Nigeria is working towards achieving that. We are completely network here and there.
Let the 5G come. Don't use it. Don't use it. Don't subscribe to it. When everybody's going fast on a speed lane and you are there saying, what is going on here? Don't come back to tell us anything, no.
Absolutely, man. You're listening to Techie Talk with the Techers right here on What's Up Lagos, Nigeria's number one for talk. And we're still in the tech updates before we get into our gist today. We have some news on cybersecurity. I'm going to give this header. We says that 80% of EFCC's 978 convictions are cybercrime related. Now, the financial damage on the Proto's cyberspace to hit about $6 trillion by December. So the financial damage, what people would lose as a result of weak the cyberspace and the weak cybersecurity architecture, as it were, for winning the fight, will be up to $6 trillion by December this year. Not in Europol. Anyways.
So let me add to that. Now, from records, in the last 1 year, The cybersecurity threat landscape has evolved rapidly, and attacks have increased in number and sophistication.
That's right. From records in the last 1 year, by the way, like you mentioned, experts who also attended a Cybersecurity Expert Association of Nigeria conference, because there's an association called CSEAN. They had a conference in Lagos recently. They believe that the most data breaches in Nigeria, you know, go unreported. Like a lot of cases of cybersecurity, you know, are not reported. And that's why, you know, on Techie Talk, which will bring it as a major focus on the show week in, week out.
In fact, Cybersecurity Ventures estimated that a ransomware attack will occur every 11 seconds in 2021, and ransomware damages are envisaged to cost the world $20 billion this year. That's quite a lot of money.
So it's a big, it's a big issue.
It's a big issue, absolutely. And that's why we talk about it almost every time on every Wednesday on Techie Talk. You hear us talk about cybersecurity, cyber attacks, and you know how that you can be safe, giving you this hygiene,
cyber security practices.
That you know, should be aware of.
Having a strong password, easy, making sure that your two-factor authentication is there.
Using a password manager.
Not just clicking on links because you see you have won. You didn't apply for something. You say you have won. Somebody calling you on phone and say, oh, daddy. Sorry, we're calling you from your bank. You say, which bank? They say, your bank. Now, I don't know your bank. You know, you already know that there's comma.
Sometimes even downloading free music. Or downloading free movies.
That's right.
You see, so that movie, they say it's on that website. And you go on the website and you click to download. You don't know, hey, these people have hijacked my account.
That's right. There are so many ways. I mean, you could go ahead, read about yourself, how you can protect yourself online. You have the internet, you have a phone.
Yeah.
Go online and find out more information, or stay tuned every Wednesday on Techie Talk as we bring you tips on how to stay safe in the cyberspace. All right, away from that quickly, we need to take it on the African scale right now quickly. We have news on African startups. Now, this is going to make Lagosians feel great, because with the world startup ecosystem worth about $6.6 billion, over 90% of these funds are currently concentrated in five cities in Africa. And these cities are... Cape Town,
okay,
Lagos, Nigeria, Johannesburg, Nairobi, and Accra. So these six cities have 90% of the $6.6 billion startup ecosystem funds, as it were.
Yeah, and this is one of the key findings in the latest Global Startup Ecosystem Report 2021. That is GSER 2021, compiled by Startup Genome and the Global Entrepreneurship Network.
Yes, so you now know that Lagos, of course, there's a lot. So more startups are coming. This is the entrepreneurship is in the way.
Yeah.
Man, we hear that, you know, Facebook, the CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, is planning to rebrand the company with a new name.
With a new name. Hey. I wonder what it's going to be called.
I'm telling
would
you.
Would it still be Facebook?
Nah, I'm not sure it's going to be Facebook.
Would it have a book behind or a face still in it?
They say they're trying. You see, their focus right now is that they're building on what it calls Metaverse, according to a report by The Verge. So we don't know whether the name is going to be the same.
Okay.
You see, and that could mean that Instagram, I'm just saying...
Would have a new face too.
That could mean that Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook...
Would have a different
might just,
have
you
a
know,
tweak.
Let's see how this goes. I don't know what Nigerians think about this.
Do you think that this is because, I mean, having him to come out to say he wants to rebrand Facebook, do you think it's an offshoot of what he has been experiencing? I mean, offshoot of the challenges or the backlash or the, you know, do you think that that's why he's coming out with rebranding?
You know, a lot of people are saying that this is coming at a time when they are facing a lot of criticism.
Heat, yeah.
You know, left, right, center, and a range of scandals, including some, you know, internal documents that was released by. We talked about Francis Hogan, whistleblower series, as it were. Man, you know, let's put our fingers crossed. Nigerians, we have about 60 million Nigerians on WhatsApp alone.
Yeah.
And that's the highest subscription of any social media platform by Nigerians right here. So, guys, let's see how this goes and how it would affect us. Let's see what the name brings. They say by the 28th of November.
October.
Yes, he's going to announce a new name. So, our fingers are crossed.
That's like 8 days from now.
Yep.
I'm excited about this one.
All right. With that, we conclude the tech of this, right?
Absolutely. And heading straight to our topic on Techie Talk today. We asked earlier that has the internet promoted family bonding?
That's a big question we're asking.
Has it promoted family bonding?
You know, we want to ask this because a recent survey done in Lagos gave a report that, you know, it's kind of like suggesting that since the internet age came, technology in our lives, I see families are suffering. You know, people are moving away from each other. And we'll find out that if that's true with you. So we want your personal experience.
Okay.
Has your family come together better as a result of
the internet?
The internet, or have you been separated, far away from each other as a result of the internet?
I mean, if we want to talk about it, starting from when COVID started, you know, if we want to talk about it from 2021, I mean, 2020, and how that, you know, there was a lockdown, how that the pandemic affected people having to touch each other, having to be around each other, and you know, all that we could do, even to have parties, naming ceremonies, wedding ceremonies, because I knew someone who had her wedding on Zoom. Right. So we can, if we want to talk about our present day reality, as much as we're gradually moving away from being communal, we can say in that regard that internet is still there. I mean, it's still a blessing to some extent that we can get to connect with each other without necessarily touching ourselves.
Absolutely. There are a lot of positives, and that's why it's an argument. It's a debate that must be discussed, and that's our focus today.
Absolutely.
On the show. Right after the break, we continue with this. Welcome back. You're listening to Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info, as we gradually coast home to the very last segment of the show today. We started by talking about our Techie Talk conversation before we went on that break, we're asking the question of whether the internet age has promoted family bonding or not. That's the question we asked before we end our break, right?
Has it? Has it? Has it?
It's a tough place to be. It's a tough question to be. You know, I don't think so. I think on one hand, it gives access to family. But promoting bonding, I don't necessarily think it has. Because you can stay in a place like this, in the same house, if you won't talk to each other. You're on phone, communicating with people far away. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, apart from even family bonding, friends these days, we prefer to chat on WhatsApp rather than, you know, having to hang out or see each other or, you know, hold each other, even place a call through.
That's right.
Right. So, yeah, to some extent, I would say that when it comes to that bonding, not sure that it has promoted that. I'm not sure that it has promoted that.
That's right. So, guys, let's hear from you. What do you think if that is done? And on the premise of the research we mentioned that was done in Lagos recently, and you know, we hear it indicates that most family members lose interest in communicating interpersonally with each other due to the constant engagement with technology. And the study also finds that reduced cues and non-self-disclosures of pools family members, I mean, that reduced cues of non-self-disclosure pulls from family members
away?
Yes, far apart, rather than bringing them together.
Close. I mean, but the internet has come to stay, right?
So that is how we would try to find out today, how, apart from just having the conversation, hearing your experience, how can we improve, how it has affected you, and how can we also improve family bonding in this internet age?
Okay, the phone lines are open, 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is 01465-7190. You can drop a WhatsApp message.
on 0809-597-5805. That's the number for WhatsApp. In about 5 minutes, we'll get it enter into the last 15 minutes that is sponsored by Land Lotto. And you know where to go to get information on how to play to win. By the end of this month, 500K is up for grabs by one person in their monthly bonanza. It's an amazing opportunity for y'all. So, hey,
absolutely.
Let's get back to the talk.
Also, remember that the Nigeria Info giveaway, anniversary giveaway, is still ongoing. Today, three people would be going away with 10,000 naira each.
Wow.
Yeah, so there is a pop-up quiz that will be coming up.
Absolutely.
Just a moment, but want to hear from you first. But hey, remember that we have 10,000 naira to give out to three people today. You just have to answer some questions correctly. Five questions, actually, correctly, and you'll be good. Good to go.
That's right.
Hello.
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 Hi.
What's up, Lego?
Just alive. Welcome, welcome.
Yeah, I just so much appreciate both of you.
Thank you.
The topic in hand is a wonderful one. I so much appreciate the topic. I want to say or contribute.
Okay.
That, in fact, this Internet of a Thing has really disintegrated us. That is, we have separated ourselves from ourselves. The thing is really telling on us. In fact, even my children, sometimes when I come back from the place of business, for them to even say welcome is a problem. Everybody on,
on their phone.
Everybody will face phone. I mean, the thing is too much. So it's not helping us at all at all.
Okay.
If there's any way we can do anything to limit it, I thought I'll be very happy.
Okay.
Well done.
All right,
thank you so much. Appreciate. That's a concerned parent there.
Okay. Hello. Hello.
What's up, Lego?
Cheers alive. Welcome.
I bet I won't win 10,000 or who they turn like this.
No. Time never reach, I go tell you.
And apart from that, it's so selfish. We are talking about something you don't want. You are not interested in that. It's just 10,000. It's people like you we don't want. The topic going, you don't interest you. I don't get picking. No. I get only one picking for this school. I don't get one picking.
Help Nigeria.
Amen. But when it's time, and if you're lucky to get through, fine for you. Good for you. All right. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah. I
want to play
the quiz.
Okay. Oh, Philip is on the line. Let's get to hear from Philip quickly.
Before Philip, Finney, right?
Finney, yes.
This WhatsApp message here says, a huge number of cyber attacks and loose guarding on private attacks is from group chats that now come in form of training platforms and social media apps. They tell people to drop certain personal details in the group while some other people with bad intentions inside that group chat just capture the details and later use that platform to scam group users.
That's right. That's true, because you know where we can give up. Okay, phone is on the line. Finny. Hi,
Finny. Welcome.
Hi, Collins and Andrea. Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Woo. Welcome.
Thank
indeed.
You. Thank you. Good to. This is my first time getting through to you guys.
Like,
I've been trying for the longest time.
Aww.
I'm an ardent listener of your show,
this
means so much to me to be on right now.
Thank you so much. We appreciate.
Yeah. So regarding the topic of discussion, you were saying something about technology.
Yeah.
I was actually considering the same thing just a few days ago. How sometimes we sit in a room or you go on dates with people, you're at the park and you're both sitting on a bench and everyone is pressing their phones.
I tell you.
We don't seem to really appreciate nature anymore. We don't seem to really appreciate the things that we once counted as beautiful in the past.
Yeah.
And they're just so, it takes being intentional, really, about these things, because it's more like a drug. And if you don't realize and do something about it early, you're just being swept in the matrix.
Absolutely.
And except those who intentionally just decide, look, I will use this thing will not use me.
Yeah.
Like, you can really just get the best out of technology, because it's not like technology is bad, but it can be used for bad. So, well, that's what I have.
So good.
I'm
Thank
so excited
you.
Talking to you.
Thank you. We are excited hearing from you as well.
Thank you. Are you playing for the 10K now? Was it later?
I think we could do that now. I mean, you contributed. You already passed the mark. You contributed. Those who are just waiting, they just get 10K. They want to play. You want to be part of the program. You just to play. That's how selfishness starts. We are talking about something that affects us now. You don't want to talk about it. Anyways, good to have you. Let's have you play the quiz quickly. We'll give you a minute. But before we play, just hang on there. We need to let you know that this segment, last 15 minutes now, is brought to you by Lan Loto. And Lan Loto, we'll give you more information about Lan Loto as we proceed. But hey, it's all time for the pop-up quiz.
All right.
It's time for the Nigeria Info Pop Quiz.
Hello?
Okay, are you there?
I'm still here.
Are you ready to play?
I am.
You have to answer five questions correctly, okay?
All right.
All right, your time starts now. What is the segment of today's show called?
It's the Lan Loto segment.
No. But anyway, let's go ahead. How many ethnic groups are in Nigeria?
Ethnic groups are about 500 plus.
Nah. That's not correct. Anyway, let's move on. Democracy Day is celebrated on which day?
It's celebrated June 12th.
Correct. All right, moving on. Which African country first gained independence?
African country that first gained independence?
Yeah.
Ghana.
Okay. Let's see. That's not correct. Next question. Who was the first president of Nigeria?
That was Nnamdi Azikiwe.
Okay, got that one correctly. Let's move. Which continent is the smallest in the world?
Continent smallest in the world. That is
Okay, moving on. The largest city in Nigeria is?
Largest city in terms of landmass or population?
Population.
Lagos.
Correct. And your time is up. You answered four questions correctly.
Well, hang on there. Hopefully.
Hang on. Yeah, someone will get your number.
All right.
That's right.
Thank you.
Okay, a lot of weird giveaways going on. Let's take a message to the sponsors of this last segment as we proceed with the program right here. Lan Loto. We'll be right back shortly.